Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, can I speak to Abby, please?
Sure.
Abby.
Yeah.
I've come to the conclusion that the crusade of the United States is to rule the world with supply and demand charts. Do you concur with that analysis?
Yeah, Xeroxed ones, yeah. Yeah. It's to Xerox the whole world. That's their aim. Yeah.
You don't have to be a Marxist intellectual to figure out, you know, if you're living in Peru, you know, and you see this huge Esso plant down there, and everybody's working for 12 cents a day.
The establishment of Israel, for instance.
See, people don't see Zionism as imperialism right off.
Right. Go ahead.
Hello, Abby.
Go ahead, man. Later.
Whatever your name is.
Yeah. Chew me
out.
I've
been trying to get you in for a long time.
Another one.
Uh-oh.
That's right. I read the papers about you and. I'd like to tear you apart, personally.
That's cool, man. My favorite all-time hate letter said, "Wait till Jesus gets his hands on you, you little bastard." I thought it was really in the spirit.
I just loved it. May I ask you one thing?
Yeah.
Do you espouse any hate whatsoever?
Any hate?
And you know, you're a really stupid Jew. You know that? that's right.
How dare you?
And I'm a structural steel construction worker. And I'm gonna puncture your brain out when I see you on the street, you son of a bitch.
Dun, dun, dun.
Did you listen to the news?
They did all this bombing.
Our army called it a protective reaction strike. And it's so depersonalized that they call it a protective reaction strike. You see, so people don't get upset. They say, hey, somebody cut off a guy's head. If it's all put in that kind of language, corporate image to it, to war.
This May, first week in May, we'll be visiting Washington.
We're going to find Henry Kissinger, take him out for a midnight snack.
Wonder who's Kissinger now.
Because the yippies, I mean, we consider six-year-olds kind of the vanguard of the revolution, and news is gossip.
Hello, I'd like to ask Mr. Hoffman a question.
Judge, call me Judge.
Pardon?
If you want to know if I'm a communist,
the answer is yes.
But we have machines that can make 50 billion hot dogs a day. I mean, we can get to the moon, you know, but we can't get to New Jersey.
I like Abby, when he was arrested, if he was beaten by the police or mistreated in any way.
Which arrest? Oh, God, I've had over 20 beatings by police.
Well, I said God bless the police, and if they should beat Abby, he should be bastard on the street.
Did you see Nixon's speech the other night? He did the Eric Severide pose. He has no arms, he has no legs, he just cut off right here.
Yeah.
Like a little bookend.
Oh, I want to ask Mr. Hoffman.
You said before they beat you, right?
I've been beaten a number of times, but I got in a few licks, too.
Yeah, well, they should have killed you, I swear.
That's great.
I swear to God, those hippie bastards, I swear to God, they would have banned you.
Why aren't you watching Lawrence Welk?